pretty early. I be around by 3:30. Usually you're done by 1. So baby, when I wake you up, just let me ride. Hey, kings and queens, welcome back to the Thing About Us podcast. I am Willie.
And I'm Fiona.
How you doing, my queen?
Hey, my king, how are you?
I'm here. We made it.
Your intro was Chris Brown. You about to get rowdy, tear the club up?
I mean, I might.
Because I'm just saying.
Bust some moves?
I mean, you know, now when you indicate Chris Brown, that means.
I do.
Anybody. After that diss track, that whole, you know.
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, so what's he trying to say?
How was your week? How's your mental health?
Mental health is pretty good. My week was good. I will say that I'm tired today, and I don't know why. But yeah, my week's been good.
Just today.
Okay, I mean, for a few nights, I've just been really tired. I don't know what that is. But my week has been good. Countdown has begun. Mm-hmm. We're down to, what, 3 more Mondays?
That quick?
Yeah, about 3 more Mondays.
Okay.
For school to be out. I did see one of my students at church today. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Let's see what else. Me and the girls had a great outing this weekend. We went to, Lord, the name just escaped me, Maddox and something. I'm having a little brain fog right now. Okay. But we went and we made candles, picked our scents. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice, chill day, nice experience. We'll have to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they also, you can make body butters, scrubs, hand lotions, hand soaps. And like I said, they have all different kind of scents that you can choose from. And you can mix anywhere from 2 to 3 different to get your signature fragrance. Ooh. And you even get to name it.
Ooh, so the body butter, it's like the shea butter that I like to use. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm gonna be popping this summer.
Oh Lord,
I'm gonna be popping.
There you go, popping. But this weekend was the kickoff for Derby season here in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. This weekend was Thunder over Louisville. We had the air show, the drone show. I think this is the second year for the drone show, and then the fireworks display. So yeah. Derby season is upon us.
Yeah.
So for the next 2 weeks, the city's going to be popping.
Yeah. We started off our ritual of cooking.
Yes. The grill has been lit back up.
Yes. The queen is happy.
Yes, I am very happy.
She got a smoked macaroni and cheese this morning.
So yes, and it is a culinary delight, to say the least. There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot.
Yeah, it tickles me how excited you and Mama get when y'all hear about me firing up the grill. Mm-hmm. Y'all eyes just...
just light up, just twinkle.
Illuminate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But... my week was good. Mm-hmm. I had a good week. Restful week. And then mental health is good. I don't know if some of that has to do with the mushrooms I'm taking. Probably is. Spent the day yesterday in the backyard getting sun-kissed and mm-hmm. getting some cooking therapy done. Mm-hmm. So I chilled in the backyard with my music, with my old man music. And
was the wind blowing through your beard?
It was. Mm. Yes, it was. It was bliss.
It was a little chilly.
It was.
I hung out for as long as I could, but baby, and I feel like I have not been able to thaw since. My toes are still like cold.
Yeah. Well, you ready to get into it?
Let's get into it.
So, before we get into what we're going to talk about, last week I had a conversation with the fellas mm-hmm. about what is the proper etiquette. When I mean the fellas, I mean the League of Kings mm-hmm. podcast. Talking about what is the proper etiquette for when you run into your ex.
Interesting.
So, I want to get your take. I want to get the female take mm-hmm. on that.
I mean, speak. Be cordial.
So, you want me, So, like, I seen my ex mm-hmm. at the store last week, right? So, I wave, you know, hey, how you doing? Whatnot. She kind of mumbled. I think it was kind of like, well, like, fuck you type mm-hmm. of, you know, type of, you know, thing. And I'm smiling and she's not smiling. And I'm waving. She's not waving. I got a pep in my step and she's not pepping nothing in her step. So, but I kept it moving, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just being, see, like me and the guys we was talking about, no avoidance, the no, maybe there could be some confrontation mm-hmm. or depend on, I think Big Brother mentioned, depend on how the relationship ended and depend on how it can go.
Right.
You know, and then in some cases, even if it does end on a high note, everybody's not the same that they were yesterday in the years, you know, years ago. They could have been, you know, she could have been in a bad mood. She could have been, you know, tired. Who's to say? But I just like, man, I'm gonna just say hi. Cause I seen her. Now, and at the point it was like, fuck. I seen her. She seen me. So it's like,
ain't no coming back
from I can't act like I didn't see her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey. How's it going? You know?
Yeah. She had no conversation for that.
Yeah. Probably not, but I didn't. It's not like I stopped.
Right.
You know, it was kind of like, you know, hey and bye all in one motion type mm-hmm. thing. But so what is your thoughts again?
I mean, I can understand Big Brother when he says it depends on how the relationship ends. I think, you know, it's just cordial or a nod or a head nod mm-hmm. or a wave, you know, just depending. I don't have any hostile breakup, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess the most hostile would just be my ex-husband just because of the way that ended, but it wasn't, you know, it's not I hold a grudge or anything. So it's just a hey. But also, I listened to the episode, so I'm going to also say that I agree with J-Dot, you know. Hey, and keep going and just keep it moving.
Right. Yeah. So basically what I did.
Yeah, just hey, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I feel like the ones that just have a lot to say,
mm-hmm.
could be
still in their feelings.
temperature gauging.
It could be.
If that person is just a chatty, you know. Yeah.
But I think that can go both ways, to be honest.
100% it could.
Because even if you don't have anything to say, doesn't mean that your thoughts ain't talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
Your feelings ain't talking. Right. So it could go both ways. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to get, so how did you feel? Because I told you,
mm-hmm.
how did you feel?
Saw me. It was funny. I came in from work. hey, we get our small talk. You know, I put my things away, got situated. I think I was in the kitchen. You were mm-hmm. fixing something. And you was like, hey, by the way, I saw my ex today.
Mm-hmm.
So then I immediately stop, take a few steps back into the living room, you know, and you know. Head tilt, as in, okay, tell me more.
But, and then on top of that, should I have even said anything to you? I mean, is it really a conversation?
I mean, no, it's not I wouldn't feel a way if I found out that you saw her and didn't mention that you saw her.
Right.
I'm not going to feel away.
Right.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you just mentioned it to mention it.
Yeah.
And if you didn't mention it, I wouldn't feel as though you were trying to hide anything.
Right, right.
So, yeah, no.
I mean, I guess because of the city that we in, you tend to run into people you know that you ain't seen forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it would be a unicorn
right.
type thing where like, oh, so, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I just... And then it popped in my mind. I was like, what is the etiquette? Do I do what I usually do to people, just stare at them and then keep moving? Yeah. You know.
And I really think there is no universal etiquette other than, hey, you know.
So as long as there's a hey and not like a hey and a hug and a continual conversation, I'm good.
Ah.
and then
you know what? I don't even necessarily know that a short conversation would bother me.
Right.
You know.
Would be out of line.
No. I mean.
Right. But then.
Now, hugs.
Yeah.
And that's probably because I feel a way.
Right.
Even if I see a guy friend,
mm-hmm.
you were with me. Do you remember that time we were outside of a homemade ice cream and pie kitchen and I ran into one of my guy friends? You had never met him before, but I had told you about him before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he saw us. He saw me. And if you remember, he didn't wave or really speak or anything. I was like, hey, you know, just because I was like, if we were friends, we were friends.
Right.
I'm not going to shade you because I'm with my husband,
mm-hmm.
but I could feel like I could sense that he didn't necessarily know how to respond to seeing me because he really wasn't going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you know, and introduced you and, mm-hmm. you know, y'all had a little conversation. But when he did walk over, I kind of, you know, the sideways hug.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I feel uncomfortable with that. And that really made it really made me uncomfortable because his cologne got on me. And I don't know if you remember, when I came home, I immediately took my clothes off and took a shower.
I vaguely remember the whole thing, to be honest.
But no, I don't, like I said, it depends on the person, depends on the situation. It could depend on what you and your significant other agree to,
mm-hmm.
your level of comfortability, you know, it's just...
Yeah, because there could be a case where they was friends,
mm-hmm.
and then they became lovers, mm-hmm. and then they was like, yeah, this ain't going to work out.
Yeah.
So they're still very cordial,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Because it's like it wasn't on bad terms. It's right. just like, it's just not going to work out, but we're going to go our separate ways, mm-hmm. type of thing.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, it just, I think, you know, situational.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right, on to the next. So last episode, we were speaking about how many times is sex exceptional,
mm-hmm.
in a relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we've talked about how life and work and can contribute to low intimacy.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if your significant other isn't doing the same things they were doing in the beginning?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that affect
130%
the intimacy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
So what do you think happens? Like, is that just like how it goes because life be life in? Or is it just like people are getting comfortable?
I honestly think it could be a combination of both. It could be, you know, sometimes life does life, you know. Some people do get settled and comfortable. But I feel like in a relationship, you have to put in the effort. It's got, you know, relationships ebb and flow. You're going to have your highs. You're going to have your lows. I think that in a relationship, we should be cognizant and always try to keep the spark, the interest, the attentiveness, you know, because it's easy to fall into those. It's easy to fall into a rut or unintentionally begin to take each other for granted. And the time you used to spend on nurturing the relationship physically and intimately as well.
That's interesting. Okay, but so what about like in the beginning, say like on the whole being intimate, because I'm leading up to another segue here in a moment. Mm-hmm. So what about like setting the mood? So now people don't set the mood the same way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They just like, let's just have sex. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, I'm not there right now to do that.
All right, well, let me know when you're ready.
But, but in the beginning, there was like a whole lead up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, the build up. Yeah. Setting the stage. It was like a little song and dance.
Yeah.
Like animals do. They have those mating rituals, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to get away from that. And it's so easy to...
But see, in the beginning, it's different. I think it's different. I don't... Excuse me. You know, you see like on social media, you see in the movies. But it's like, how that's not real.
Right.
I don't see how you really keep that same momentum for 10, 15, 20 years. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, mm-hmm. but you see it a whole lot more. You've seen it like quite more often.
Yeah. I think in regular relationships, and I say regular, just, you know, your average everyday mm-hmm. relationships, it's hard to keep it may be harder to keep the momentum. I don't think it's as hard to keep the fire or desire for your mate, but I think it's harder to keep that momentum of setting the mood, you know, each time. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you have to set the mood each time because you have, you know, your impromptu sessions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as a woman in this relationship and just thinking about relationships in general, at a point they do tend to fall off, mm-hmm. you know, the purposefulness, the intentionality that you had in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But when you're in a relationship, you have to try to make that effort.
But you know, like in most beginnings, like now, society, you know, you got the phone, so you're texting, so mm-hmm. you're sexting all day mm-hmm. and talking shit all day and, you know, or you call or whatnot. So then you got to back that shit up. Mm-hmm. So then after you do back the shit up, it's like, well, shit, I don't. What the hell I got to prove now? You know, I done did everything I said I was going to do mm-hmm. plus more. So it's like, so what else do I need to do? I done did that. I done did. I can't tell you the shit that I already did again. But then you like, here we go, same old position. Yeah, you gonna tear it up, daddy. I know, you know. But I'm saying that's what it is though.
Aww.
No, I'm so what? Is that not in some cases?
But
let's talk about it.
I know, I am, but just because, you know, you and your spouse have been together for 5, 10, or 15 years doesn't mean you can't say, hey, when I, you know.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying you don't want to use the same script every time right. or every week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, don't throw the script away.
No, revise it.
There we go. Revise and revisit.
But you get what I'm saying, 100%. Though. 100%. Yeah. Like, I can only talk so much shit. And then I'm going to have to go find some new shit to say to spice it up.
But then it's always, and you can ask any couple, and I'm going to say this with 100% certainty. There is always something that you can do or something you can say that inevitably works almost every time.
Yeah. Kind of like that hot spot. All right, so what is seduction to you? Now go ahead, give me yours, and then we'll go from there.
Seduction. The base. And this is going to be a little crass.
Okay.
The base definition of seduction is manipulation.
Yeah.
If you just want to bare bones it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
But seduction is, it's a back and forth. It's almost like a game.
I probably should.
I'm throwing out this line, and I'm gonna reel you in slow. I'm gonna say the things I need to say, knowing some things that I know about you, your desires, your lacks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like,
I know you enough to play on the stuff that you like.
You like. And I know when to pull in and I know when to pull away.
Mm-hmm.
That type of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I say the base definition is manipulation, seduction, depending on the type and the situation, is not a bad thing.
It's not. No.
It can be, depending on the person, because you know how you have people who prey on others to fulfill their desire. So they go through the whole song and dance, the seduction, get what they want and I'm out, you know, in that sense. But no, it doesn't have to be a bad thing.
So who do you think tends to be more seductive?
I think hearing the word seductive, when I hear the word seductive, it paints a feminine picture to me.
See,
when I hear the word seduce,
yeah,
I think that kind of might come off as the masculine. In a sense, because I don't know, because a lot of, no, I'm not even going to say that. It just depends on the person and the situation.
See, when I hear seduction, someone being seductive, I always first come to my mind is a woman that's very alluring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she seduced him.
Mm-hmm.
She got him. You know what I mean? You don't hear that much as far as a man being seductive.
Maybe men don't, but in women conversations, we think of it that way as well too.
Because
a man can be seductive.
Am I seductive?
You know?
Am I seductive?
You have your wiles and your ways. You do. But you know, like I said, and it's a song and dance type thing.
It is.
You say when you hear the word seductive, you think of a woman who is alluring. And that comes in a visual presentation, right?
Correct.
So the same is true for a man. It comes in a visual presentation.
Mm-hmm.
It could be his dress. And it doesn't have to be a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a crisp white shirt and nice jeans, nice shoes. It could be, you know how y'all feel when y'all leave the barbershop?
Yeah.
When we see y'all when y'all leave the barbershop, mm-hmm. we feel away too.
Yeah.
So it could be that crisp line, that nice fade.
Right.
That immaculately groomed beard that glistens when the sun hits it just the right way.
Right.
It could be, ooh, cologne is a big seductor of women.
Right.
Is a big seductor. It could be, a lot of times that seduction, or the appearance even of a seduction, could just be in the way a person carries themselves, that confidence.
Their aura.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it could be, and then when one person considers seductive, may not be what, you know, draw somebody else in.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. So women do see men as seductive as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, I wanted to get your take on it. Mm-hmm. I read a book this week, so I was just.
So tell me about it.
No, well, they did go into that.
Mm-hmm.
They went into it more on the men, because they was, you know, how you were saying how they, it depends on the person, they can either use it for good or bad.
Yeah.
So they were using it more for the bad as far as being seductive to get them goodies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And honestly, you can look at it that same way for women too, because, you know, we always talk about the media and how it presents, but, you know, I don't know if it was our podcast or if it was on the League's podcast. We've talked about, you know, now when you see, and I'm my quotes because I'm being, I'm stereotyping right now. Women being seductive, they all look the same. You talk about the long flowing hair or the tight, you know, clothing, the makeup, you know, all of that. That's a
that's all being seductive.
Yeah.
Maybe not intentionally.
Yeah.
But
when you are intentional, it almost looks like the same sometimes, like it's packaged, because the media is giving us, is feeding us the image of quote unquote what we want.
So back to the marriage part. So how do we keep being seductive to each other in a marriage? I mean, other than us going to the barbershop, or
you have to know your mate and what turns your mate on. What gets them in the mood. Whether you can turn it on or turn it off quickly. So a few weekends ago, I kind of did a little cat and mouse with you.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
And we were just, it was just I think it was a Saturday morning. We were just laying around watching TV. And me knowing you and how you are, we were just, like I said, we were just laying watching TV. There was nothing, you know, physical or... But I started with the physical touch, and it wasn't a sexual touch. But I know that consistent non-sexual touch, certain non-sexual touches, will arouse you eventually.
Boing.
So whether it's, you know, just it started with just, you know, a little brush, then it's just a little lay in my hand, and then, oh, well, we watching TV, I'm gonna stroke your back a little bit, or I might be rubbing you. It might be an ankle or a calf.
Oh, you was making me comfortable.
Yeah. And so then after I hear that certain exhale and the shift in body tension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me keep on. And I'm just, you know, doing what I do. I'm not, quote unquote, I'm not paying you attention.
But you are.
But I am.
But you are.
But I am.
Yeah, you playing.
Yeah.
Playing. You playing.
I wasn't playing a game.
You was playing games.
I wasn't playing games.
You was playing games. Mm-hmm. Yes, you were. No, I wasn't. You was trying to get a hole in one.
But that, I mean, you have to know, and it's not just, like I said, and it's not just always that physical, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I also know with you, it's the time thing.
Yeah.
It's a conversation thing.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you ever try to seduce me? Or do you just feel like you don't have to because I'm always ready?
No. No, because I'm not always ready. No. Yeah, I do. But I think mine is the same. It's the same technique as yours. Because
mm-hmm.
we both know what buttons mm-hmm. to push. And like you said, we can just be chilling. Oh, hey, what you doing? You know? It can be anything.
Mm-hmm. It could be as simple as, you know, like you were outside taking in that sun and grilling and me just being there,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely the same for me. But I think in that way, it's kind of more, it may actually play more to me than it does to you because you're always ready.
Don't cheapen me.
I'm not.
I'm not always ready.
I didn't say that.
I say no sometimes.
Well, I did say that. But,
yeah, you did.
But you know what I mean. I was repeating what you said.
Mm-hmm.
But no, but I'm saying it can also be for me too. Because maybe I'm stroking my own ego. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay, yeah, she see me. All right. Let's go. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think in our case, it works both ways. It works. That's what works for us, mm-hmm. not for everybody.
Right.
So, but yeah, I just want to have a seductive conversation. Yes.
See, we finished each other's sentences.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, that's all I got. I don't want to kind of jump in the shop real quick and, you know, drop something.
Yeah. We ain't want to keep you for a long time. We just want to keep you for a good time.
Yeah.
Let the good times roll.
Well, babe, you got anything else?
No, I do not.
I'm ready to lounge.
I know you
I'm
are.
Done. I'm tired.
Yeah. I'm ready to lounge too, but I need to motivate myself to do some things.
Yeah.
I'm having harder and harder. It's getting harder and harder for me to motivate myself to do some things. But I need to get some things done.
Go back outside, get just a little bit of sun. Get you some at sun recharge.
Yeah, I might just do that.
Yeah.
But until next time, kings and queens.
Till next time. Oops.
You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I'll never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you could slide too. On the low, remote location, I don't want them to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tight.